So I'd like to take you on a short journey, meditative journey, into the lessons of pivoting and pausing and merging, and particularly, you know, this process of pivoting that can be quite challenging. So take a few deep breaths, make yourself comfortable, and just breathe, close your eyes. A few deep breaths, and allow your awareness to travel with your breath deep inside. And just through those deep breaths, bring your awareness down through your nostrils, through your throat, dropping down past your lungs, your stomach, down into the depths of your belly and into your base. And find an anchor point inside you. Find a point where your awareness just feels at rest. And sometimes we call this the one point, the core of our being. Let your intuition find that little point. And just rest there. And just allow for yourself to be in the midst of transformation. When we're in the midst of transformation, we don't really know what's going on. So I want to invite you to allow that to be okay. It's okay. Whatever's going on, you don't need to understand it. And think of your life right now. Think of the place where perhaps there's a little confusion in you. Perhaps there's some chaos. Perhaps there's some discomfort. Think of that issue. And allow that issue to be in the midst of a transformation. Just allow it to be. Because if there's chaos there, if there's difficulty and challenge, then there's transformation. And often all that transformation needs is a bit more space, a bit more gentleness, and a bit more patience. So give yourself those gifts. Open up some space inside. Let your breath clean you out. You don't need to understand, so there's no pressure from your mind. You don't need to feel anything different, so there's no pressure to feel anything different. You can just allow your body to feel the way it feels right now. Make some space for that. Allow your breath to open up that space. As though you're deep under the ground, following a tunnel, and then you come out into a huge cavern. And in that cavern, you may not be able to see anything, but you can feel the sense of space and the silence. And you can just rest in that inner space. Or perhaps you're swimming into the ocean and you swim out far into the ocean or a lake and there's all this space around you. Or you're on a mountaintop and there's all this space around you. Create that feeling of space. And feel the generosity of that space. The openness of that space, that inner space. The gentleness. No pressure. So you can just be and let the issue just float, hanging there with all this space around it. This is what our transformation requires. It requires that we create this inner space and that we relax more deeply inside ourselves, even around our discomfort, so that we can truly feel the discomfort and we don't need to react to it. We don't need to fix it. We just allow ourselves this place of inquiry. You know, you can allow yourself a little bit of curiosity. You know, just to look at the discomfort without any agenda. Just look at it. Perhaps it has a shape or a color. Perhaps your imagination conjures up an image. Or memory. Just have a little look at it. Perhaps even allow yourself a little bit of delight when you look at it. Oh, you might be pleasantly surprised. Something you thought was so heavy and intense, maybe it's not like that at all. Maybe it's really something wounded inside you, like something that needs compassion. Part of you that you never really gave attention to. Like a little wounded child or a wounded animal. You know, and you never really thought to offer it your gentleness and your patience. And then you realize, oh my goodness, that's actually what it needs most of all. What a revelation that can be. And feel how this climate of deep softness inside yourself is exactly what you've been needing. Because it's only in this deep, deep patience that this wounded creature inside you, this part of you, can open, will feel safe enough to unwind and then instead of rushing around in your life like a headless chicken trying to distract yourself from this pain or trying to resolve it with your mind, can just be, and all it needs is this pillow, this softness, this mothering energy, this parenting, this paternal love this maternal love. It's a little part of yourself that got left outside. Wasn't anyone's fault, really. If it was caused or triggered by another, it was just triggered by their wounded child. It was just propagated. You don't even really want to blame the other. It's just one wounded child hurting another wounded child. And all these children need is the soft forgiveness. So offer it to yourself, first of all. Give yourself this gift of inner love, of acceptance, and deep allowing. Allow your thoughts to settle. Allow any anxiety here just to be what it is. This is how we parent ourselves. This is how we use the art of contemplation to remind ourselves of the thing we most are yearning for. Deep self-love. And when you realize this, wow, what a freedom that is. Because now you don't need it from anything or anyone outside. It's always here. It's completely in your own hands to heal your own wounds. And all it needs is this. It doesn't need any deep knowing. It doesn't need lots of therapy, though that can help. That can help. That's allowed as well. Everything's allowed. But ultimately, when we come right down to the core, we get here. We need to love ourselves. We don't need ferocity or intensity. We need softness. We need allowing. We need forgiveness. Yielding. The beauty of unconditional love. And breathe into your belly and smile deep inside yourself and know that this is your path now. You can return to this inner place anytime and let every pause be a return to this. This is what will help the transformation deep inside your being. Every grain of suffering will be transformed by this love. And there is no hurry and no pressure. You will find your way with it in your own time. In your own way. And now you know.